You know, I never know where people are in life, how despondent they are, or, you know, some, they're in a good spot. They're not all, you know, bad places. A lot of people are in great places. But wherever you are listening to this message, I do know that God's word can reach you wherever you are. I wonder how many people truly understand the loving kindness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, throughout the Bible, we hear these wonderful words spoken by many of God's servants. Your God is merciful, kind, gracious, anxious to forgive, full of loving kindness. And we're talking about the loving kindness of our Lord. The loving kindness of our Lord. Some believers may be surprised to know Moses spoke of God's loving kindness. Moses spoke of God's loving kindness. After all, Moses was known as the lawgiver, delivering stern admonitions about obedience to God's law. He warned the people that if they refused to walk in righteousness, they would be judged. And that's in the Old Testament. And God's people forsook him again and again and again. Yet, each time, he restored them and blessed them incredibly. And so when we talk about the loving kindness of the Lord, we have to understand God's heart. And the foundation for all victory over sin is to understand that God is tender and full of loving kindness. And the Bible promises it is possible. He promises. God promises in his word it is possible to understand the Lord's loving kindness. You know, when we look at David's word, he says, "Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord." And that's in the Psalms. And David says this psalm contains the key to understanding God's loving kindness. So you ask, Pastor, what is this key? It is repeated 4 times in the Psalms. Then they cried. David had received an awesome revelation of God's gracious, forgiving heart. And he discovered it simply by looking at God's past record of dealing with his beloved children. And David, Prophet David, reports to us, hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And so that's the message. That is the message. And a time came when David himself needed a personal revelation of the Lord's mercy. I have been there. I need a revelation right this minute of the Lord's mercy. How many of you under the sound of my voice know full well what I'm talking about? There comes a time when we have to understand the Lord's loving kindness. And God's loving kindness, it's not draconian, it's not judgmental. It is here for us saints to be enjoyed. God's loving kindness has one caveat, and that caveat is God's loving kindness must be proclaimed. And so at the sound of my voice, and I want you to grasp this proclamation, our God is a loving kindness Lord. And I'm proclaiming this in the north, the south, the east, and the west. And I thank God that we serve a loving kindness Lord. God bless you.